Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Meanwhile, standing near the cross of Jesus were his mother and his mother's sister, Mary the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved standing beside her, he said to his mother, "Woman, here is your son." Then he said to the disciple, "Here is your mother." And from that hour, the disciple took her into his own home. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Mothering Sunday is a special day for many people. Traditionally, a chance to return to our home or mother church, an occasion for a family reunion, a day to exchange gifts and flowers to express our gratitude to all mothers and mothering influences in our lives, the people who care for and nurture us through bonds of mutual love and affection. It can also be a painful day for mothers and children who are separated from each other, and for all who, for whatever reason, are not themselves mothers. Some of us may feel this pain, especially in light of the social distancing measures we are being asked to observe at this time. We are gathering as families in a very different way today, via phone or technology. And as a church family, I'm sure we feel the pain of separation from our mother church. In an interview this week on Newsnight, former Chief Rabbi Lord Sacks spoke of the coronavirus pandemic as a moment of revelation. We are waking up, making discoveries about our world and about human nature. We are realizing our vulnerabilities, our interconnectedness, our need to work together regardless of faith or background. On the one hand, we could condemn the panic buying and stockpiling. But on the other hand, this crisis seems to be revealing the fundamental goodness of human nature, the care and selflessness of our NHS staff and frontline supermarket workers, the community groups and volunteers across our city who are stepping up to offer practical help to the most vulnerable, the phone calls and messages from friends and family members we may have lost touch with but have been prompted to show their love and care. I think that one important revelation in our national response to the crisis is the sense that our collective effort against coronavirus is an act of care and solidarity towards the elderly and most vulnerable members of our society. Within families, younger generations are realizing that they need to make radical lifestyle changes to protect the older generations most at risk from this pandemic. This pattern is mirrored across society as a whole, as we all make sacrificial changes to our way of life and work in order to ensure that the elderly and those most at risk from the virus can be looked after in their hour of need. If human beings were fundamentally selfish creatures, this response would not be possible. And yet this crisis has revealed that at the heart of human nature, there is a deep caring instinct of selfless love. I believe this instinct of care, especially for older family members, runs deep. In the Ten Commandments, after the four commandments that relate to love and worship of God, the first relating to human behavior is the command to honor our father and mother. We might wonder where this instinct comes from, and Mothering Sunday invites us to reflect on the idea that the parent-child relationship could be the paradigm for other caring relationships. The idea that close bonds of love and affection between family members can provide a window through which to see the world and our place within it, one of mutual care interdependence and nurture, one rather like the new world that seems to be dawning on us at this time of crisis. Over 30 years ago, the philosopher Sarah Ruddick published a book called Maternal Thinking. The book points out that we need not restrict mothering to mothers, although often it is mothers and women more generally who find themselves in these caring roles. But the maternal standpoint she identifies, drawing on the idea of attentive love found in the work of Simone Weil and Iris Murdoch, floats free of any biological or gendered role. The maternal standpoint is described as an enlarged vision of the world, rooted in values of peace, justice, and mutual care. It opposes conflict, greed, and individualism. It is a standpoint adopted by our Lord, whose peaceable, just, and compassionate vision for society continues to inspire so many of us to try and follow in this way. It is a standpoint that we, as a church community, seek to adopt in our care for one another during this crisis. I hope you will return to your mother church today, even if you aren't able to come physically. I hope you will exchange gifts, flowers, and messages of love with mothers and all mothering influences in your lives, even if you do so virtually. And I hope that in our collective efforts to stem the tide of the coronavirus, we will continue to see moments of revelation that reveal the deep goodness of human nature, a goodness planted in us by a loving Creator, an invisible force of divine love that is far stronger than the invisible enemy we now face. As St. Paul writes, "Clothe yourselves with love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.